Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who come to you each and every week to teach you about truth, justice, and the American way. And folks, boy, I mean, it just one thing after the other. It never seems to quit. And here we are again today. Richard, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. Waiting for another little snowstorm pretty much all night into tomorrow. So snuggle down, turn on the fireplace, and let the world go away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dick, I love the meme, the one that has the Chris Rock. And he says, you listen to rap music and you're offended by Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yeah. Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah. So, we got to get right to it today. There's just so much happening. We're going to start with Comey, and then we're going to go to impeachment. Comey, all right, one of the things that he said in his by the way, you know, Chris Wallace gets a lot of negative talk about him being a liberal, and in some ways I guess he is a little bit, or maybe even more than a little bit. But he's a first-rate journalist, and he asked Comey some good questions, hard-hitting questions, and exposed Comey for exactly what he is, which is a lying sack of you-know-what, and trying to, I was wrong. Just this half-hearted apology. Well, I was wrong. Down the line, you know, I don't know what's going on. Six or seven levels below me. All right, now, that particular statement that he made was one that really resonated with me, because they took the investigation into Crossfire Hurricane and brought it into headquarters. You don't do investigations in headquarters. They're done in the field, and the headquarters coordinates the entire effort. So the whole thing of, well, this is just, you know, this is just something that really didn't have anything to do with me, because I, you know, it was six or seven levels below. That's an out and out flagrant lie.
Yeah.
The person in charge of Crossfire Hurricane day to day was Andrew McCabe. Who did Andrew McCabe report to? Comey. That's one level. Period.
Yeah.
And Obama told Strzok and Page, I want to know everything that's going on. Keep me in the loop about everything.
Yeah.
There's no way that they would keep Obama in the loop six or seven levels down and not through Comey. If you were the head of the FBI, would you have allow your agents to have direct contact with the President of the United States without you knowing what was going on? Would you ever allow that? No, you would not. That's just bull.
Especially
and you
Comey.
Know what? You know who, yeah. And do you know who is the asset in America? Your brother. I haven't heard one other person that's made that connection. What in the hell is wrong with the journalists in America today? Why is it that they need people like you and me on our little WhatsApp radio show to ask questions that we aren't getting from the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
They don't want to know the answer. That's why. You don't
say that again?
You don't want to ask a question that you already know the answer to and you don't like the answer.
You know, I hate to say it, Dick, but I think you're exactly right. This is just something that it's nonsense. And you know, when they brought Horowitz and put him up and started asking questions in the Senate, and the initial thing was, well, you know, there was no stated intentionality. Oh, okay. Well, this is just, you know, obviously these are just screw ups, and you know, there's big bureaucracy. Everything, you know, there's a lot. You take everything in life, and there's lots of screw ups. But I mean, we all understand that. What
do you consider
another?
Do you consider changing somebody's testimony? And bringing it to the FISA court, that's just a screw-up? Or is that a malicious intent to change the outcome of what was going to happen?
Yes.
But that's what they did. That's exactly what they did.
That's kind of like a guy who's having an affair and his wife says, "Are you having an affair?" And he says, "No." That's a lie. If he said yes, he'd face consequences, but he'd be telling the truth. It's exactly the same thing. They made a yes, no, and a no, yes, and they lied to the court. And just by the way, the judges in the FISA court aren't willing to do anything to prosecute or to investigate any of these things themselves. Why not?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Unless they're in the Democrats' pocket, too.
You know, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago now, almost four, when Trump came down the thing, and of course, neither one of us supported Trump at the time. But we did support, you know, getting rid of all of the corruption that was so obvious with the, you know, with the Obama presidency. And, oh, because he's your first African-American, he could do no wrong. What a bunch of crap. That was a lie. And it's a lie they've continued to perpetuate. Oh, we can, you know, and we can't say anything bad about it. You know, it's kind of like this woman of the year, Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is. Well, you can't criticize a 16-year-old. Well, at the same time, it was just perfectly fine that, you know, that kid from the Catholic high school, you know, with the Indian, just absolutely, you know, and they were 100% wrong, but nothing wrong with going after him. He was only 15. But, oh, we can't criticize this little autistic nut job from Sweden. And that's exactly what she is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I saw a thing today where she was on a board with five other people. And this guy asked her a question. And he asked her something about Trump. And she looked at this guy, and she said, "Why don't you ask somebody else a question?" She couldn't answer. I saw that. You sent me the link to that.
I'd actually seen it before. But you know, before she did that, she kind of gave a little kind of a disjointed thing, and it's like she didn't have a clue about any. Which, you know what? Who cares if a 16-year-old doesn't know something? My God, I didn't know anything when I was 16. You didn't either. I remember. But, you know, I mean, but let them be 16. And frankly, Trump's advice to her, you know, deal with your anger issues and go see a movie with a friend. That's good advice,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's good advice. You know, that's what you do when you're 16. You know,
yeah.
There just aren't that many, you know, she has no business talking about world affairs that she knows nothing about, or kind of like that idiot from, you know, from down there in Florida where they, you know, where they had the shooting, David Hogg, you know, giving his great eloquent things about nothing. And turns out he wasn't this great hero. He wasn't even there. But, you know, he did attend the school, but he wasn't at school that day. So, it, you know, make him out a hero. Oh, he's, you know, he avoided, you know, getting shot. Well, you know, when you're not there,
take
I guess
home.
You do.
Yeah, yeah. I avoided
Which,
it too.
You know what? I guess with that kind of logic, I'm a hero too, because you know where you saw in the news where, you know, at Cumberland Mall where they, you know, where, you know, these two black kids were having – argument with each other and they just start shooting it out. I didn't get killed there either, but I ate dinner at, you know, at a restaurant right off of the mall just 2 days before, but I wasn't at the mall during the time, but it's the same logic would have me be a hero. I, you know what, now that I think about it, I'm okay with that. I think that, you know, today should be Jack Watts Hero Day. Will you second that motion?
No, I'm going to get you a hat made that says Jack Watts is my hero.
Yes.
Yeah, that works. That'll work for me.
All right, folks, we're going to digress for just one little minute because I'm going to tell you something that not everybody knows. Our mother bought a T-shirt that said, "Mom loves me best." And she gave it to Dick, and he wore it until the damn thing was threadbare. And
listen,
the thing is, when
handle...
I asked her about it, she said, "Well, it's true.
Yeah,
honest
you
to
can't
God,
handle
our,
the truth.
My mother did that."
Yeah.
C'est la vie.
Well, I think it might have had something to do with the last 12 years of her life living with me, and she'd say to myself and my wife at the time would say, "What are you guys having for dinner?" "Pork chops." "Oh, okay. What time do we eat?" she was good at that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess there's a little bit of truth to that. Maybe this should be Dick Watts Hero Day instead of Jack Watts. We'll go with that one today. All right, listen, let's
I'll
get back to what we're we'll get back here to listen, Dick. I don't think I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that, you know, that there is not going to be prison time for Comey. I think there should be. I think that when you abuse authority at that level, that there should be massive accountability. But I don't know. I just don't see it happening. And
what is the definition of treason? Trying to take the president of the United States out of office? That is it not high crimes and misdemeanors? To me, that's impeachable, to say the least. What they've done to Trump in the last 3 years is, pardon my expression, but it is deplorable.
Well, you can only impeach and try and convict an elected official or a judge who has been appointed for lifetime tenure for good behavior. So that's where impeachment would go.
I'm saying that Comey contributed to and was part of a treasonous act, which is in his job, he should go to jail. I don't want to impeach him. I just want to throw him in the can.
I agree. Here's the thing. When the very first beginning of the Trump administration, when Comey sent over two agents to corner General Flynn, that was the beginning. And, you know, they told Flynn this is just a friendly call. He didn't need a lawyer. And he asked if he needed a lawyer. And so they lied, really. Because they wrote 302s about it. Those are the forms that you do after you have an interview involving a criminal investigation. So from the very beginning, they went over to ambush Michael Flynn, and they did. And this was all part of the initial crossfire hurricane scheme to impeach and have Donald Trump removed from office. Now, here's something I want to say. They have been trying to find grounds to impeach Trump for 3 whole years. And they finally have come to a telephone call that alleges that he abused his power by strong arming this, you know, Ukrainian president, even though the president denies it. The transcript shows that it isn't true. And Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, said, "I didn't feel that way at all." The Democrats have done this, and they are going to impeach him, and it will happen, and it will happen before we have our next radio show. But that, of course, isn't the end of the story. Now, let's talk about this impeachment. They're losing a few people, and the Democrats. But they're not going to lose enough to where they can't take the vote and sustain it. And this is a, you know, a strict loyalty thing. You know, if you're my brother, you'll do this for me.
Yeah.
If you're my sister, you'll do this. It's that kind of, if you're my wife, I want you to do this for me. If you're my husband, I want you to do this for me. You know, if you're going to be a good son or daughter, you'll do this for me and honor me this way. It's that kind of, you know, that's where the strong arming is. But that's how politics works. I don't have any problem with that. It just is. People need to know that that's what's happening. There are a bunch of Democrats that do not want to do this. And there are a bunch of Democrats and Republicans in the Senate that don't want to have to vote on this. They really don't. I mean, and really? it's a mark on Trump. And you know what is interestingly, today the Dow Jones went up enough that they're now saying, as a news item, that since Trump has been in office, the Dow Jones has increased by 10,000 points.
And that's about a
thousand
third.
Points. It was 18,000. Now it's 28. So that's closer to a 50. That's a 50% increase. It's a little more than 50%. It's about 58%, because if you divide 18,000, never mind. Just take my word for it. It's
you're
if you're my
wrong,
brother, you'll believe me. this is a huge deal, and at the very time when we should be championing the trade agreement, USMCA, the trade deal with China, the Dow increasing. And just by the way, what does 10,000 points mean? Each 1,000 would represent an increase in our national wealth of about a trillion dollars with a T. So this is a $10 trillion increase in wealth in 3 years. That is beyond impressive. Obama couldn't do that with his sorry ass if he had 100 years to do it. And neither could George Bush.
Didn't he say something about a magic wand? Trump doesn't have a magic wand to bring the GDP up to where it is now.
It wasn't the GDP, it was manufacturing jobs. He had all the manufacturing jobs, and he couldn't bring them back. But you know what? He did and has. And that, you know, there's the manufacturing has increased substantially. And the agriculture's taken a hit because of the tariffs with China, and that's coming back. Our news is good. And, you know, do you remember 4 or 5 months ago, they were saying, oh, we're in for a recession, because they wanted a recession, because if they had a recession, they could, you know, say, well, you know, we can take Trump out with that.
Yeah.
He is doing an extraordinary job. You know what what isn't an issue in this election that we talked about at the end of the last term of Obama? Americans being beheaded. We don't have Muslims, beheading Americans in the Middle East. When was the last time you heard about a beheading? It's been quite a while. To the point where it's almost like, oh yeah, I remember that. But, you know, it isn't current knowledge now, is it?
No.
No.
No, it sure isn't. No. The only thing I heard lately is China tried to hide some concentration camps that they had with Muslims. So that's something I'd never heard before.
You want to go with that for a little bit?
Well, have you heard about that?
No.
About China? Yeah, they said there was reports that people had seen or whatever were talking about China having concentration camps for minorities.
Yes, I have heard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not minorities. It was against Muslims. And in the part of the country where there are millions of them, but they're trying to retrain their minds. So a lot of luck with that. That ain't going to happen at all. It just makes Muslims more militant, to be honest with you. But
you can do that to their head if you take it off. You see? Yeah.
I don't think that they're beheading them, are they?
No, I don't know what they're doing with them, but remember, it's China, though. They may all disappear, and you'll never know where they went. So things like that happen in China, right? Absolutely.
Yes, China's got trouble. Their economy is slipping badly. It's because they need a trade agreement with us. And, you know, in the first part of the trade agreement, they can no longer steal American intellectual property.
Right.
That's a big deal. And Obama couldn't do that. He didn't even try.
Okay.
Neither did George Bush.
Yeah. None of them in the last 20 years have tried. None of them.
No. You know, speaking about that, you know, one of the things that they're saying about Trump with the whole impeachment thing is that, you know, he's a threat to our national security because of what was happening in Ukraine. Well, nothing's happening in Ukraine. They really are, you know, the conflict with Russia is very minor. But if that was true, then why wasn't the same thing true with Obama when the Russians annexed Crimea? The tanks went in and they took off a third of that country. They just took it. And yet somehow Obama's not responsible for that, but Trump's responsible for a damn telephone call. This is just so patently unfair.
Now, did you hear today that Giuliani has definite proof from Ukraine that money was laundered and it ended up going through these different banks and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and some of that $1 billion that Biden held up ended up going back to them, the Bidens.
To who?
So
to the Biden.
Giuliani is pretty much saying that Joe Biden is toast now. He says, I have proof, not just hearsay. He said he's got real proof from Ukraine that this was happening. And he's
is
got
this
how
in
it
that
was
special
gone.
That is by Chanel Rion on One America News? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm just a thing in the news that was saying that this whole money laundering thing started with the Burmista, whatever the name of that country was, and goes round and round and round and ends up coming back to Hunter Biden also. Not that 58,000 or 83,000 a month. We're talking millions.
Yeah. And you know what Hunter Biden, just by the way, according to his wife, wasn't giving her any money, any child support, you know, when they were going through the divorce or anything. And she said, he's spending all of his money in strip clubs, taking cocaine and paying for prostitutes. And Joe Biden says, I trust my son. Well, that shows what his judgment is,
yeah,
which isn't very
exactly
good.
No.
All right. you know, we've got just a little over a minute. Is there anything more about the impeachment thing that you want to say?
Well, other than I like the fact that Chuck Schumer now was saying we should be able to have witnesses because, you know, what they're going to do in the Senate is a sham and this and that, and saying, oh, my God, this is exactly what your people just did in the Congress, in the House of Representatives. And now you're turning around and saying that you want to have witnesses. The whole thing, you know what, I scratch my head and say, I'm really appalled that these people think that all of us out here are this stupid. And then to have Juan Williams just a few minutes ago say that, you know, any one of the top five Democrats would beat Trump in the election, and say, you know, what do you drink before you start on this show? Unbelievable.
I agree. And with that, we're going to have to end. So let me just say, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, and we'll talk to y'all next week this time. Bye-bye.